How do we lighten the mother load? Now, the mother load is everything that you do physically and practically, all of those little jobs, the big jobs, but it's also the invisible load. It's the lists that run in your mind, the reprioritizing of things, the appointments that need to be booked, the dates that need to be remembered, the things that you're just holding there because you don't want to forget. The mother load is heavy. I encourage you to get a piece of paper, probably a big one or a couple of pages of a journal, and write out everything that is in your mind. Write out everything that you are responsible for, everything that you do. One, it's helpful because it allows you to see clearly some of the areas that maybe you need support in. Maybe you can just let go of for a while. Maybe you can delegate to someone else. It also helps you find an answer for those moments where you're asking yourself, why am I so tired? Why am I finding it so hard to make the simplest decision? Because you're seeing the enormity of what you are carrying. And it's also helpful because perhaps you might like to show it to a friend or a partner or a family member so that they can understand what is going on for you, the things that you're having to take control of, and perhaps they can support you in some of that. When it comes to delegation, I encourage you to delegate that entire process from beginning to end, so you're not holding on to some of that emotional labor, some of those invisible lists. It might be that my husband takes the baby out for a morning, and it's everything in me that wants to list all of the things. You need nappies, you need this, you need that, you need that. When actually allowing it to be a learning experience for him will mean that he's far more likely to take control of it the next time fully and correctly. So perhaps he forgets the nappies. Perhaps he has to pick some up from the shop, or perhaps he forgets the nap times and ends up with an overtired baby. This is all learning for him for the next time. And it means that I'm not having to micromanage, which is also, you know, it adds to tiredness. It adds to that acknowledgement that ultimately we still need to have control of that situation. So yes, it's hard to let these things go. But if you can do it from beginning to end and entrust that situation to somebody else who initially may not do it as well or as quickly as you, but in time they will be able to. So start with the small things. Perhaps someone offers to make you a cup of tea in your own home. Start challenging yourself to say yes when those offers arise. I know that often the fear is of being a burden, but we have to choose to trust that that offer to help comes from a genuinely authentic place of desiring to support you. Because I think we are so familiar with our own desire to please others that we might assume that someone is offering to help just to be polite or because they think that they should. But ultimately, that is their responsibility. Start noticing and becoming aware of those little crossroads of opportunity where someone says, can I help you with that? Or do you want to chat? Those are little opportunities to grow. If you feel guilty, sit with it. Feel the guilt and do it anyway. And know that in time that guilt will ebb away and you will become more confident at accepting the support that you both need and deserve.